Welcome everyone to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney, and I teach in Fort Myers, Florida, kindergarten through fifth grade, PE in large groups. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, I'd like to talk about Disney. Yes, Disney, and how we can connect education to it. So here we go. All right, so last couple of years, my family has been going to Disney around Thanksgiving time, and this year was no exception. That's our anniversary, mine and my wife's, and so we decided to bring the children and go to Disney. We also went to some other places, but one of the things I noticed, and I wrote a blog post on this a while ago, but I'm not much of a blogger, I decided. I like podcasting, I like video. I type like a five-year-old, basically, so I really would rather talk about it. This blog post is actually on my website on the WordPress. There's a link on my website if you want to check this out. So what I noticed was just lots of things that we can connect. If you look around, you can connect to your, it doesn't have to be PE, but education or whatever field you're in. So in this case, of course, we're talking about education, specifically physical education. So when we went there, there's so many things to take in with Disney. And so I just wanted to go over a few things that I noticed that were really, really just, they struck me as something I had to bring back to my PE, you know, space, my PE program. So the first one was actually music montages. And I've talked about this probably too much, but what happened was, this is actually about 2 years ago, we went to downtown Disney, which is called Disney Springs now. And there's a kind of an amphitheater, not huge, but big enough where, you know, there's chairs out in front and people can just hang out. And there's a DJ there. They always seem to be mixing up, you know, like who's there. Like last time when we went there, like a week ago or so, there was a band, I think from like a high school band, but that was playing Christmas music. So they keep mixing things up. But in this case, there was a DJ and it was on a Friday night and everything, it was real crowded. And what he had was he was playing this mix of songs from, you know, way back when, like YMCA up until now, like, well, at the time, like, let's say Can't Stop the Feeling and everything in between, like The Twist and Thriller. And but he wouldn't play the whole thing. He would play, you know, 30 seconds to a minute of it, you know, the best parts, basically, and then do a little what I call a boomer in between, which is like this. He actually didn't do a boomer. He did more of a, I don't know, a screeching kind of sound, like when a record screeches or something. So I decided to do that. So ever since then, I've been making these mixes, which I really like, and the kids seem to like too, because it's not a full song of YMCA. It's the good part of YMCA, maybe a couple times, and then, you know, then it moves on to something else. So that's the first thing, is the music montage mixes. The second thing is just amazing customer service. I mean, you know, they're always willing to help the people at Disney. You know, we had even this past time we were going to go to SeaWorld first, actually just SeaWorld, and at the last moment we decided no, our kids would like to go see the new Toy Story Land at used to be called MGM Studios, Hollywood Studios, and so we went there just on a whim that morning. We couldn't get any fast passes. But my wife went to the customer service and basically told them that, like, you know, we just switched our thing. Is there anything you can help us with? And we ended up getting a couple of fast passes, not for anything major, but for some of the shows and some of the things. And, you know, it's just the people were very nice. And I just, the PE application there obviously is, you know, commenting on students, you know, their hair, their clothes. Hey, you know, I love your new sneakers. I love your new haircut. Just giving them high fives. Just smiling, just that great customer service they deserve. And I did a full episode on customer service, but that's something I really, really took from Disney, is just everything's just nice and people are nice and they try their best to help us. And it's true. The guy even told me, he's like, look, I can do what I can do, but I can't do any, you know, everything else is booked up, but here's what I'll do for you. And he's just very, very nice, very friendly and very helpful. So let's keep that at number two, the amazing customer service. Number three is focusing on niches, if you're British or whoever says that. So the niche, I couldn't believe this when it's still there. Again, I wrote this blog post over a year ago, but I just saw this same place at downtown or Disney Springs last weekend. There's a store for left-handed people only. And I mean, talk about a niche. I mean, that is like a niche within a niche within a niche. I mean, you're talking about, people like looking for, maybe Christmas presents or something, and then the people had to be left-handed. And I mean, that's really, focusing on just one thing and doing it well. And you could buy unique gifts from them. You could buy just shirts and things for, like, if you have a left-handed person in your family, you just want to shop for them, or if it's yourself. Just really cool stuff. So the PE application there is to find your niche. Now, I can't do everything that every PE student or teacher does online or whatever, or with certain technology. I don't have one-to-one, iPads. We're outside. We have 100 plus kids. So instead of complaining, and it's not, yeah, it's real hot out. It's rainy sometimes. It's the weather, between the weather and the number of students, it can get overwhelming. But instead, what I try to do is embrace it. Embrace that niche. And, it really helped, actually. It helps having large groups when we do these big group games like Capture the Flag, or when we have our big Ed camps. I mean, you need a lot of kids for Ed camps. And I know it's only part of the year, but instead of complaining, embrace it and do what you do well and focus on that niche. I do TGFU, but I can't do it the way I feel like it should be done. But I modify it. I modify our sport ed chook ball unit for 5th grade, and the kids love it. It's a great experience. And it's just something you have to embrace. Embrace your niche, I guess I would say, for number three. Number four is cleanliness. Now, it is rare to see garbage around Disney, because cast members are constantly walking around picking things up, and you want to keep it clean because everything's clean. You want to keep it looking good because it looks good. And I've actually read a book that talks about the little things they do, like at night they'll do the touch up paint when everybody's gone, like something you'll never even realize is done, but it is done, and they care a lot. So the PE application there would be to make sure your students have a nice, clean, organized PE environment. Even this morning, it was as I'm talking about it. This morning I came in. It's a Monday morning, and on like we have a cement pavilion. I am not kidding you. It looked like a raccoon just did his business all over the place, or maybe a couple of raccoons. And so this morning we've been sweeping, sweeping, sweeping. The custodial staff was out here with the air blower, the blower, the leaf blower. Sorry, the leaf blower. And he was trying to help me clean it up. And it just, keep things looking nice, a nice organized space for your students, and they know where to go, and they know this is the spot for this, and this is the spot we do this. Keep it clean. Okay, and the fifth one is there's something for everyone. And, I know number two or number three, whichever one I said about the niche, I guess that was number three, contradicts this a bit. But, at Disney Springs, along with that left-handed store, there was music playing at every corner, and there's rap battles, there was country music on a different corner, there were DJs, there was Christmas, holiday music going on, and you could find that, what you wanted. You could find what the thing that suits you best. There's different, obviously, restaurants, all different kinds, all different stores. And so the PE application there would be choice days. Now, we do Fun Fridays because I see kids 3 to 4 times a week, usually, well, between two and four, but mostly about 3 times a week. So if they earn their Fun Friday by their behavior, by their participation, on Friday they have a free day if they have PE. So they can choose. I put out a bunch of stuff, like here's pillow polo out here, and there's basketball, and there's they can be on the playground for a little bit. There's the older kids have hockey, hula hoops, jump rope, four square, the paddles for paddle ball type thing. They have lots and lots of choices. So give them a choice. It might not be every week, but when you can, give them a choice. Let them, and they'll surprise you with some cool stuff. The other day, I put out the spike ball nets, and Some of my like younger, it's like second grade girls were on balance boards doing spike ball. I mean, like that was pretty cool. I never seen that before, and they did a really nice job. And they just kind of made it their own game. So, lots of cool stuff. Give them choices. That is number five. And now it is time for your cowbell tip of the day. Well, since I did five things, I probably should have saved this for Five Boomer Friday, but I'm glad I didn't because it's a big topic with Disney. What I want to tell you is for the cowbell tip of the day is look for opportunities everywhere to improve your craft and the experiences for your students. They are everywhere. They're in books. It doesn't have to be a PE book. I've gotten lots of ideas from books that are, business related or just, like goal setting related type books. If you travel somewhere, it doesn't have to be far. Disney for us is only 2.5 hours away, 3 hours away. It doesn't have to, you don't have to go to, Hawaii to find good ideas. Anywhere in your community, I don't know, just anywhere you go, just look for opportunities. Either, you go to a store, look at what they're doing and be like, oh, I could do that. That's a good idea. Watching documentaries. I love documentaries on cooking. I've learned a lot from just, I'm not a good cook or a good chef at all, not at all. But I've learned some things to bring to PE. I've learned from, business shows or those type of things. So just look for those ideas, and because they do transfer, even if it's in a different subject area or different area of expertise. So look for those opportunities to improve your craft. And that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, thank you for tuning in today. So I'd encourage you to keep pushing our profession forward. Keep it moving, keep going. You guys are awesome. Take care. Here's a beat for you, a new beat.